Welcome to A Voice of a People, live with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. We stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app called TuneIn and search on any electronic device. Laptops, computers, cell phones, iPhones. Don't forget to search WWGH and search WWGH. And take advantage of the many talk programs we have to offer you. If you would like to call in at any time and connect with my guest or myself during our 45 minutes on the air until 5 p.m., please call 740-383-9944. Again, 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number is 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce market every second Saturday of the month. And that location again of Logos is 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. No appointment or pre-registration required. Simply show up. You must have your ID and provide the number of people in your family. Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 25 years of experience working for you. That telephone number is 740-262-0939. I have an announcement I would like to share with you. Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church Annual Gospel Fest. This is number 8. This will be held at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church at 475 East Fairground Street in Marion, Ohio. That will take place this Saturday, August the 24th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. They will have vendors there and live entertainment, but the admission is free. The admission is free. It may be too late if you would like to rent space at this time. But it will take place this Saturday, August the 24th. Remember, Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church Annual Gospel Extravaganza, number 8. I'd like to start my show with a thought of today. The title is The Illusion of Dependency. The more a person depends on a pattern of thinking, a particular person or a particular role, the more there is fear of loss. The security created by dependence is illusion. The reality of life is that anything external to ourselves can at any time vanish. What will we do then? Where is our life's anchor? If it is not within, we will suffer. Did you hear that? My guest today, it's been a minute since he's been here, is Jeff Porter, a doomsday prophet and author of Expressions of the Last Days. How are you, Jeff?
I'm just wonderful. I'm just listening to all this thunder and lightning and rain outside right now.
Yes.
That looks bad coming in.
Hey, it sounds bad and look bad now, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it really
is. Said we had a tornado watch going on?
Yes. All till midnight tonight. Yes.
That's not good.
Just have to be prepared to take shelter at any time. They say, at least we're in the basement.
Yeah, here we are.
That's one good thing, you know.
Well, when I used to drive city bus, we took over the building that we took over was a bank. And it had a downstairs and a vault. I always thought, you know, Because there were days there, you know, when you're working outside all the time, you get the weirdest things happen, you know, big bad storms and stuff like that. You could go downstairs and get in the vault. Only problem with that did scare me that, you know, sometimes people get stuck underneath rubble, mm-hmm. never get out.
Right, right.
So 6 to 1. I figured in my house, I'd just, they gave me a tornado warning, I'd go out in the garage and get in the car. Because my house is just, there's no basement or anything. So
right.
Just go out there and turn on the radio and hope for the best.
Ooh. You heard that, right? Just go out there, turn on the radio and hope for the best.
Pray.
Yes.
But I was sitting out. I have this couch thing. I didn't sit on it this year. But I have this couch thing out in the garage. It's pretty close to the door. And I had the door open. And the tornado warning guy is not too far away. I don't know where that speaker is, but you can hear him very mm-hmm. well.
Okay.
And he said, "This is a tornado warning." So I looked out there, and there it was, the funnel over top of my neighbor's house. And it just kind of floated by. It never came down. But I thought, if it comes this way, what am I going to do? There's no place to go.
Oh, my.
I just stand there in the driveway and get sucked up into the sky, get a free ride. You know.
That would be the experience of your life.
Yeah, the last one.
Maybe not.
Probably.
I've heard of it, taking people up and bringing them back down somewhere else. I've heard even miles and miles away before, but...
I heard about this guy that was in a... he was in a shower in a trailer, mobile home. And it took the roof off and took him out, took him to another town, gently set him down. Here he is. Naked in another town. So he found a clothesline, believe it or not. People still put stuff out on clotheslines, I guess.
Yes, they do.
And he found some clothes. But when he got back to his hometown, he had a hard time finding where he used to live because there was no sign there was ever a trailer park there. It was
vanished.
Swept clean.
Whoa, my. Yeah, there are some tremendous stories about tornadoes and hurricanes and tsunamis.
Yeah.
You know, and tsunamis.
I used to have this picture of this big, gigantic fishing boat in Japan that was close to the shoreline. And it got swept up when that tsunami came. It swept it up on the docks,
mm-hmm.
and it was up on its side. And you saw the little tiny people walking past it.
Right.
That shows you the power of water. You know.
Oh, yeah. It's one of the strongest forces in the
yeah.
world, isn't it? Water?
Probably.
I think it is.
Well, did you have something you wanted to talk about?
We're talking about the last days, Doomsday Prophets.
Yeah, that's true. We are talking about storms, aren't we?
Yeah, last days. I mean, it's all a part of it, if you believe.
Well, I was watching the Weather Channel when they had a big, long documentary about that fire.
What
one
fire?
Of the, one of the many fires they had in California.
Oh, okay.
I forgot to say California.
That's okay.
And this lady, she was pregnant. She had to go to the hospital. She was laying there. She had her baby. Then they came over the radio right afterwards and said, "We have to evacuate the hospital."
Mm-hmm.
So her husband took the baby, got in a car, and took off. And she got in an ambulance. And they couldn't get out. The whole area was engulfed in flames, and so the ambulance caught fire. So she got out of the ambulance and ran. She got in behind she eventually ended up inside a fire truck, but it started melting, and eventually she just kept finding different places to go. She thought for sure she was a walking dead woman, because there was just nothing but flames around her. But just to show the providence of God.
Right.
He could save you.
Oh, yes.
He could save you in the worst situations, you know.
Yes.
I've had him do it before.
Mm-hmm. Same here. Yes, he has. Yes, he has.
So. Well, I was going to talk a little bit about the cashless system that's coming.
Oh, yeah.
It's talked about in Revelation chapter 13.
I left my phone. I left Google in the car.
Uh-oh.
Revelation 13?
Yeah. Starting with verse 16.
Well, those of you who are listening and near your Bible or your Google on your telephone or iPhone, laptop, or computer, look up Revelation 13. That is the subject we're talking about. Cashless system, right?
As Revelation, yep, Revelation chapter 13, starting with verse 16. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads.
Okay.
That no man might buy or sell, save he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let he who has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 600, 666, or 666. Now, just out of curiosity, I want to go to the New Living Translation. That was the King James.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the New Living Translation. I've been comparing the New Living to other, especially the King James.
Yeah, it's supposed to break it down a little more, right?
Yeah. And I used to be really negative towards the New Living Translation, but as I've been looking closer at it, it ain't too bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big expert on Bible translations, though.
Okay. I like Amplified. Zondervan.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. 16. He required everyone, great and small, rich and poor, slave and free, to be given a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, that no one might buy or sell anything without that mark, which was either the name of the beast or the number representing his name. Wisdom is needed to understand this. Let the one who has understanding solve the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666, which it says basically the same thing.
It does, but what does it mean, the number of a man? Because six means that was the year, the sixth day God created man, right? Does that represent any of those sixes?
Well, seven seems to be God's number.
Seven is...
And six is the number of man. I've had people tell that.
Right,
and
right.
And they give the reason for that. I don't really understand that.
And the sixth day, he created man.
Yeah.
Right. So I was wondering if one of those sixes mean... man was created on the sixth day, and it's going to represent man himself. And you're right, six does represent
his
man.
Efforts to
right.
solve all the problems.
And seven does represent God. Like, this is the completion or culminary of everything.
Yes.
And eight is the number of new beginnings.
Well, what Revelation talks about at first is, well, it talks about messages from Jesus at first, but it also talks about wars breaking out right at the beginning of the tribulation, which most people seem to overlook somehow. But as I have said, in theory, I believe that there will be many countries who don't like the takeover of the Antichrist, and they go to war against him
mm-hmm.
at the very beginning. Some people think that the beginning of the tribulation is going to be peaceful and nice and everything. And I don't believe that. I believe it will be a total war.
Well, first 3.5 years is supposed to be good.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I'm sorry.
He's supposed to have all the answers.
Yeah.
Only I can do these things.
Yeah.
You know, and that's supposed to be good for the first 3.5 years.
Well, the first 3.5 years should tell us something. He doesn't have all the answers.
And then he gets killed.
Yes, he is
raised from the
wounded
dead.
By the sword and did live.
Yes.
Now, we think that means that he died and came back to life, which it probably does.
Right.
But midway through the tribulation, it's when he institutes the mark of the beast, because he wants to get back at God. So the only way he can't just reach up to heaven and strangle God.
No.
So what he's going to do is kill Christians. And so how do you find out who they are? Well, those who refuse to take the mark.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he does that. So those are the Jews. There are, it's emphasized also in Matthew 24, that they should flee into the wilderness. And the Antichrist goes after him with his forces, and the earth somehow swallows up those forces.
Mm-hmm.
So, God takes care of that miserable situation.
Okay. Thank you, Lord, for that. Absolutely.
Now, is the world headed towards a cashless system right now, do you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, everyone is. We're using cards. We're on the internet. You have to have your card to use the internet if you're going to order anything. A lot of stores are closing down because of Amazon, right?
Yep.
They've taken over the business. People go to work now. You know they have to set up a bank account and give them the number so that their checks will be direct deposited, right?
Yep.
When it's time for me to pay my bills, I already have some set up to automatically withdraw on the due date. I only have to worry about paying my bills. I'm mostly got them all set up.
Yeah.
Only write like maybe 3 checks a month.
I don't do that because I'm afraid I'll run out of money.
That's
I
a
won't
good
even
point.
Know it. Then you're overdrawn on your account. You don't even know it.
$35 for every overdrawn.
I know.
Drawn.
That's too much, man. I can't be paying that.
Funds. Yep, $35.
Two of them, $70. Whew.
Yeah.
And I had that happen. I had my bills on auto pay.
Did you?
One time. Now, if I was making about $3,000 a month on my retirement, oh, sure, I'd have it on auto pay, you know.
Well, can't say I have that.
Me neither.
But, you know.
I can't really afford this new car, but I had to have one because I was tired of paying for repairs.
Yeah, I understand. A lot of people I know are having their cars, what you call what, refinance?
Yeah.
Get lower monthly payments.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that?
Either go back to the finance company that financed it and tell them you would like to refinance your car.
So what's the catch?
They'll add a little more time on to your, you know, the end of your payment.
Wow,
but
maybe
what does
I'll
that,
do that
matter? You know, what does that matter as long as you can
more
care. Money to live on? You
yeah.
know? That's because they ask for too much money for these brand new cars anyway.
Yeah, they do.
You know, and it's like a trap. Yeah, I need a new car because I'm tired of the repairs, you know, and which is already draining your pocketbook, right? And
right.
your wallet. So, okay, come over here and get this brand new car. No payments, plus you get warranty.
I bought a van. Wish I could remember the name of it. But anyways, it turned out to be a lemon.
Did it?
Turned out too many mechanical problems and drinking too much gas. So I wrote them a letter. I was so mad because I got shystered. When I went on my test drive, they purposely cut it short. I didn't realize it. I realized until I got home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they got me good. So I wrote the letter to the dealer. I told him what happened with this particular dealer because there were a lot of people coming in there complaining. The dealer, and she was in a really bad mood all the time. Then I realized why, because people were complaining
mm-hmm.
all the time. So they said, they called me on the phone and said, why don't you spend a little bit more money and buy a new car?
Mm-hmm.
I said, I can't afford it, man. I got low income, you know,
mm-hmm.
for retirement. He said, well, we'll see what we can find. So I went in there and found this Chevy Spark that I've got. I said, I need some gas mileage, so I can't afford these gas guzzlers anymore because I used to drive big cars all the time. You
mm-hmm.
know, I really enjoyed them, but I can't do it anymore. I got to have a car that's more efficient on gas than that. So I ended up with a Chevy Spark, but monthly payments are a little bit much.
Yeah, they are.
You know.
Yes, they are. At least there's an option. You have another option. So we're going to get back to our subject. That's okay. That's okay. I mean, it's all about radio. You go from one subject to the other. But the cashless system. Why is that important or unimportant as far as end time prophecy is concerned?
Yeah, it's very important because it is headed towards the mark of the beast, but it's also important as far as control of the people. Let me read you something. Her name is A.Y.N. Ann Rand. She wrote a little poem, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
It says, whenever destroyers appear among men, they start by destroying money. For money is men's protection and the base of moral existence. Destroyers seize gold, leave it to its owners, a counterfeit pile of paper. This kills all objective standards and delivers men into arbitrary power of an arbitrary setter of values. So what the Antichrist is going to do, as it says in Daniel, he's going to change times and laws and especially the economic system.
Right.
Because that's what totally controls people. You know, so we have a powerful example of the cashless system. I didn't know until, you know, Pat Boone comes on and talks about gold and all that after the 700 Club. But they got a free booklet that you can get called The Secret War. And what The Secret War is, The Secret War is on cash.
Oh, okay.
And as we know, what we're using for an example for the end times is China. As we know, China is a communist country. It's the dominant country. It controls its people. Totalitarian government. And it says, the cashless economy racing ahead in China, writes journalist Donna Liu, and its model could be the future for the rest of the world. The system has been described as dystopian in Western media. Communist China's totalitarian government is replacing paper money with no money at all, with a cashless society. And advanced nations around the world, from Sweden to United Kingdom and the United States, are rushing to do likewise. The global war on cash, now being fought on many battlefields with a variety of weapons, will decide the future of the human race.
Mm.
So, I wanted to read about this poor guy. I don't know what he... I think he was an investigative reporter. But, you know, the...
So, before you talk about him, what she says when... So that's more or less a government controlling the people, more controlling what they have already by attacking the cash, right?
Yeah.
So, with them attacking the cash, it makes us weaker.
Yeah.
The people, the subjects of the country.
Yeah, we have less control.
Less control, less voice.
That's exactly it, right there. We don't have hardly any voice.
Right.
And that is because during the tribulation, if you speak up and give your true testimony and talk about the love for freedom, mm-hmm. they just chop your head off. You know. But woe unto those who are overheard speaking ill of the government. Oh. Trying to look up forbidden topics on the internet. Smoke, drink, or get traffic tickets. When journalist Lai Hu recently tried to book a flight, CBS reported, he was told that he was banned from flying because he was on the list of untrustworthy people. When ordered by a court to apologize for recent weeks, Leo did so, but only to be told by the communist judge that his apology was insincere. I can't buy property, Leo says. My child can't go to a private school. You feel controlled by the list all the time. The social credit system reportedly takes into account what books citizens can read and when they buy and how long they spent playing video games. Bad social credit could eliminate your possibility of starting a business, staying in luxury hotels, and buying or renting property. Under limited testing of this surveillance program, people with bad social credit have already been blocked from booking more than 11 million airline flights, I don't know what he means by that, and 4 million high-speed rail trips. Worse, bad social credit could deny you health care from the government-licensed doctors and hospitals, of course.
Now, that in America?
No, this is in China.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, their dictatorship has gotten worse with all this technology.
Right.
They can control people a lot easier.
Even the birth.
Yeah.
Between boys and girls.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
This political power to extend or deny your credit is literally the power of life and death, because in a cashless society, the only thing you have is credit.
True. True. So true.
Today in China, computer algorithms will track citizens online to decide if they are worthy of social credit. The goal of this, according to Martin Korzempa at the Peterson Institute for International Economics, is algorithmic government that can brand you an outlaw that other citizens risk their own safety by helping. One version of China's system will automatically notify people via their smartphones if they're within 500 yards of a deadbeat with bad credit who is to be shunned or debt-shamed. This, of course, also reminds citizens that a brutal Santa Claus government in Beijing is watching and can reward or punish them.
Wow.
This stuff is already happening in China.
I believe it. Because they are already communist, right?
Yeah, and here are people in our country crying for socialism.
What's the difference between socialism and communism?
It's a mild form of dictatorship, socialism, a more mild form than what China dictator, totalitarian government, but it's headed in that direction.
Wow. So in other words, they're after our civil rights.
Oh, absolutely.
Even in our country.
And to take away what little privacy we have left.
Right.
They're trying to take that away, too.
Right.
I remember I went to the VA hospital a few years ago because of a heart attack. And when I got home, I got all kinds of letters from the VA. And they said, we see here that that you have such. I had a little bit of extra money from when I retired from the bus. I got vacation pay and sick pay. Mm-hmm. I had quite a bit of both of those. And they said, you got such and such amount of money in your account. And I said, I thought that was private. You're not supposed to be able to look into my account and tell me anything. How did you know that? You know.
Yeah.
So what they're trying to do is say, you've got too much money, so we're not going to give you free health care.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's nothing new.
Yeah.
That's nothing new. Because they will check your account. They already have your bank account.
Yeah.
Anyway, especially any type of government assistance.
Yeah.
Or Social Security, retirement, you know. You have to give them all those things anyway. A lot of people have their checks already automatically, you know, deposited.
I don't remember giving the VA anything.
You don't?
I don't know how they got that information.
Social Security?
No, VA, Veterans.
Social Security number, though.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah. Well, and I think that even I've heard a gentleman say that even if we get to the point of our society and the government enforces gun control and they start taking guns from the people, then that will lead to what do you call that system? I've always talked about it, where the National Guards are on the street. You know, they police us.
Military dictatorship.
Yes.
Well, you could call that. That's what it is in China. They're not allowed to have guns.
See what I'm saying? There's a lot of countries who are not allowed to have guns. Only the government
right.
has those. And I saw this banner on a car that says, I fear my government. That's why I bear arms.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
I think, my theory is, of course, you've heard it 1,000 times, that United States will experience economic collapse.
And what about the even though economic collapse, now I hear there's more cities dealing with lead in the water.
Yeah?
To the point
I don't know where does that come from?
The pipes. I don't know, the pipes are too old and won't be replaced, or the government or the cities where it's, you know, going on, they don't have the money to replace those pipes. But people are, now it's in New Jersey, and they're dealing with that now. Lead. Dangerous levels.
Never heard that.
Yeah, dangerous levels. You know we did that, Detroit, Michigan. Remember that? Wasn't it Detroit? Up in that area.
Somewhere in Michigan.
Yeah, where they were dealing with the water.
Yeah.
Now, ever since.
I guess they fixed that.
No.
They never did?
No, they never did. Ever since.
Time to move.
You remember 2000. When the year 2000 came in, there was a scare.
Yeah, we were supposed to. All the computers were supposed to
go. Crash. Everything was going to be not like we ever knew it before.
Yeah.
Store your water. Store your non-perishable food so you be prepared because you won't. Things will not be the same. We're going into the new millennium. Well, did you save any water and things like that?
No, I didn't.
I did.
Did you really?
My basement was full of the gallons of yes, of water. The food I put up.
You could bottle that up and sell it now.
Yeah, it's gone now, but I had tons of it.
The Y2K.
Yeah, the
scare.
Y2K. My daughter ate up all the food. I thought I hid it. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, now what if this really happens and you've eaten up all the food?
Yeah.
But I had water.
Well, aren't you glad it didn't really happen?
But you know what did happen?
What?
Ever since then, there's been something wrong with the water.
Huh.
That, I think it was that New Year's Day, we had a main water break. There was no water in Marion. People were going out of town to get water, Delaware or whatever little town they could go to. Guess who had water? I had water.
I remember that.
Yeah, I had water.
But they got it fixed pretty fast.
Well, there was...
there was a boil warning.
Something, yeah, for 2 days. I remember my brother-in-law and them going to Delaware and all these other counties trying to find water.
I always have... those Sunny Delight things, you know, that you get that orange juice kind of stuff in there. I always have that full of water in my refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
So I just use that if I got thirsty or I went and got some pop or something like that. I didn't really worry about it because.
What about the blizzard of 78?
Oh, yeah. I talked about that.
There was
I talked about that in my book.
No bread in the store. No water, no milk.
Dogs roving around like they're wild dogs.
It was all that stuff was gone.
Yeah.
The shelves were bare.
Yeah.
Now, you're talking about doomsday and the end of the world. And we're also talking about the cashless system coming.
Yeah.
And now we got Russia testing their new bomb over there. You heard about that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've been testing that for a long time.
Yeah. That's the one he told Trump last year.
Yeah.
No one can stop this one, right?
Yeah.
And then we have North Korea having their testing of their bombs, nuclear bombs. Then Iran.
Yeah.
They had the little controversy in the water, right?
And they're talking about possibly attacking Israel.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well,
for revenge.
Israel can take care of themselves.
Yeah, I don't think they should do that. That usually doesn't turn out too good for them.
No, because they can take care of themselves.
Yeah.
United States makes sure Israel is self-sufficient.
Yeah.
It can take care of themselves.
Well, they're our only friend on the Asian continent, really.
Yeah, that's true.
Only
that's
trustable true. Friend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But at least they have one.
Yeah.
And they're prepared.
At least one.
Yeah. And they are prepared. Well, when you align...
Well, Israel has nuclear weapons.
That's what I'm saying. They're prepared. They're mm-hmm. ready. I believe they want them to come after them, you know, so they can get
they
rid
They were talking
of
about using them during the first part of Desert Storm when, what's his name, was Saddam Hussein was shooting those missiles, you
that
know,
was another.
Terrorist missiles that Israel was threatening to use nuclear.
He called himself Nebuchadnezzar, you know, he
yeah.
thought he was a remake of it, but you know what? About that, he did have a large statue of himself, you know, that in his country. Yes, he did. And George Bush was one of the reasons, the son, that statue came tumbling down. You know that, right? When our armies,
yeah.
our United States forces were over there. And he thought he was king.
God's gift to the universe.
Yeah, he did. He thought that, you know. And when they finally found him, he looked it like Nebuchadnezzar would have looked.
Yeah, I had to.
You saw that, didn't you?
Yeah, he was hiding in some hole somewhere.
In underground.
Yeah.
His nails had grew like claws, like Nebuchadnezzar. Like you said, he had the
yeah.
long droopy hair
well,
like
that's
an
true.
Animal.
He did become
yes,
Nebuchadnezzar.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. You know, there's some amazing things.
I never thought of that, that he looked like Nebuchadnezzar.
Yeah, he did. That's
a good one.
Yes. Some amazing things are in the Bible that God is giving us a glimpse of over and over and over.
Yeah.
Reassuring us that his word is true.
Yes.
And he is coming back. And if you didn't believe the story years, that I wrote years ago, I'll give you a glimpse of it.
Yeah.
Like Saddam Hussein. Looking like King Nebuchadnezzar. Like, oh my gosh, that was too much.
That never occurred to me. I'm glad you brought that up.
Oh yeah, to me it did. Yeah. Avid reader during those times. Very avid.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I couldn't have missed that for nothing. Nothing. But
it was quite a war.
Wasn't it? But we've experienced some great things.
And then he set all those oil rigs on fire.
On fire.
Out there. What a mess.
I know. Burned for years, didn't it?
Yep. They had a hard time putting them all out. It's hard to put out an oil fire like that.
Right. So I don't know as far as looking at the return of Christ, how soon it may be or not, but what do you think about this? Do you think that it's going to be... It's got to get a whole lot worse than what it is now. Because it really is bad, but tolerable.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, what most economists say is that... I say economic collapse because there'll be no recovery from it. And that's what they say. There'll be a super depression that we can't recover from. And that will be the collapse. That, to me, is the beginning of the tribulation.
So what about the stock market? How it's been crashing the past year or two?
Yeah. Well, it comes back up, though. But there'll come a day, see... As I've said before, we owe tons of money to foreign banks.
Mm-hmm.
And those foreign banks are going to someday, like Greece, somebody, you know, and I heard just recently that some bank was demanding payment from the U.S. almost caused a default.
Really?
Yeah. So it's not fantasy land that we would experience economic collapse, because if four or five banks, foreign banks, demand payment because they're hurting for money, the United States would just default.
Wow.
In other words, they say, we're not going to loan you any more money. And our industry and all other businesses require that they be able to borrow money from these banks. And if they can't borrow money from these banks, those businesses will collapse. And so will the banks. So are the American banks. I believe this is God's judgment.
You do?
On America, yeah, for its extreme sin.
I'm going to read the thought for today again. The illusion of dependency, which is where we are. We depend on a lot of things, right?
Yes.
The more a person depends on a pattern of thinking, a particular person, or a particular role, the more there is fear of loss.
Mm-hmm.
What would we do if everything just collapsed over here, the money system like you're talking about, you know, the security created by dependence is an illusion. The reality of life is that anything external to ourselves can at any time vanish.
Yes.
What will we do then? We need to think about these things, don't we?
We're going to, you know, a lot of Christians, majority of Christians believe in pre-tribulation rapture, which means that Christians will be taken out of this world and the rest of the world will have to face judgment without God. And I don't believe that. I believe that we're going to have to face the hardships of the tribulation we're not going to have to face the direct judgment of Christ
mm-hmm.
on us. But we're going to have to face the fact that we're living in a much, much different world. And it's going to require that we do survival stuff. You know, and sometime or other, if you don't compromise your belief system, mm-hmm. your Christian belief system, then you're going to be arrested at some time or other and brought before judges and magistrates. And that's when Jesus said he'll give you what to say
right.
during that time.
Right,
you know, don't worry about what you're going to say. Just Let them drag you up there, then say what you got to say.
Doesn't that make you think of Daniel?
Yeah.
And the three Hebrew boys that were through in the lake of fire, right? Not the lake of fire, but...
The furnace.
Fiery furnace.
Yes.
And it was heated up seven times hotter than
ever
before.
Yeah, it killed
before.
The guards when they threw them in.
Yes.
But they survived.
They survived.
And they said they saw one like the Son of Man walking around in the furnace.
But they refused to bow down.
Yeah.
And worship.
And they said, whether God delivers us or not, we're not going to bow down to your gods.
Right.
You know.
So that's like the persecution you're talking about. A lot of people do not believe that. But see, these are glimpses.
But we live in a country. Now, people in other countries do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because they face this kind of persecution all the time.
Right.
But in America, you know, everything has to be comfortable.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But
you know,
a lot of people don't...
The prosperity gospel has taken over. I noticed that at some Christian meetings, if you say, did you notice that storm is real heavy the other night, you know, a couple nights ago? They're like, oh, we're not supposed to talk about... You know, they don't say it, but you're not supposed to talk about anything negative.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of people are like that.
Don't talk about anything negative now. Excuse me, but negative is part of our life. It's part of the world.
Yes, it is.
Jesus didn't say all positive stuff. Not at all.
No, no.
He said more negative stuff than he did positive.
Yeah, because he knew man. He knew what was in man.
Yeah.
So what was in man? The devil. Evil.
Yeah.
Wrongdoing. Sin.
He said to the scribes and Pharisees, you take an innocent child and make him twofold more a child of hell than yourselves.
Right.
Ooh. That wasn't positive.
No, it wasn't. And he was very stern about a lot of things. He had to be, though.
He had to tell the truth.
Yes, had to tell the truth.
That's why they crucified him.
Yes, yes. That's why we'll face opposition.
Yes.
Because we have to tell the truth.
Is the servant greater than the master?
No, no.
So what they're saying is that the servant is greater than the master because we don't have to go through anything.
That's another point.
What they say is, well, Jesus has already died on the cross and he took our sufferings upon him, so we don't have to go through any suffering. That's their way of thinking.
We suffer now, even though he's done that.
Yeah.
We suffer, right? So where is our life's anchor?
That is Christ.
Christ, that solid rock.
Yes.
I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. He is our life's anchor.
You know, I was at a Christian meeting this morning, and they were talking about reading out of Romans where it says, let every man be persuaded in his own mind. Well, are you more persuaded now than you were when you first got saved? Well, of course, you have a stronger foundation in Christ.
Oh, yes.
Why? Because... Yes. You've seen answers to prayer, and you've seen God do major things in your life. He's no longer an invisible God.
No.
He's somebody that shows up when you need him. You know,
I'll never leave
you nor forsake you.
That's true.
But that's what we have to learn before the tribulation gets here. See?
That's good. That's good, Jeff. That is good. I liked it, that. Yes.
Hallelujah.
He's no longer invisible.
No.
To us.
He's there, you know. And the thing is, he said, blessed are those who haven't seen me, but still believe.
That's right.
You know, so it'd be hard. I mean, yeah, it's not going to be easy when we get dragged before kings and magistrates and you wonder, what the heck are they going to do to me? You know?
Yeah, I know. Yes, I know.
What are they going to do to me?
I don't think we'll be asking that because there will be people before us and we will be looking.
We'll be finding out.
Because it says many will be beheaded.
Yeah.
In Revelation.
Well, if you don't take the mark, yeah.
You will be beheaded.
Yeah.
For Christ. That's what it says, right? For Christ.
If they want my head, they can have it. Because that's when your rapture will take place.
Wow.
When you're gone.
Could you imagine being that deep in Christ? That's a deepness.
Yes, it is.
You know.
But you talk about, you just read some of these martyrs, about some of these martyrs overseas.
Even in America.
Yeah, anymore.
Yeah, anymore. You know, they don't mind. They've, what was it, two or three terrorist attacks? Homegrown attacks in the United States. They stopped, I think it was yesterday, about three. three different ones.
I didn't know that.
Yes, and this young guys. He said he wanted to take down at least 100 people before he died. He was willing to give his life.
Yeah, they all are.
They don't understand. You're lost. If you do not have Christ and you leave this world dead, there's no turning around.
That's right. But they don't believe. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in the Word of God. They don't believe in heaven and hell or nothing. They think when you die, you just go into oblivion, just like an atheist.
Well, they're going to oblivion, and all right, if they're not saved. They are eternally lost.
Yes.
Without Christ.
They think that's a joke.
Yeah. I bet.
Because they believe in evolution.
Wow. You know we're out of time?
Yep.
We are out of time. I so enjoyed this.
Yes, this was a good one. God did it again, didn't he?
Yes, I enjoyed that so much. So thank you, Jeff, for coming and spending time with me. I try to get you back as soon as I can.
Okay.
All right, and thank you, audience, for listening to A Voice of a People, live with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. And don't forget, on Mondays from 4:15 until 5 p.m., my new show that I have launched called The Chat will be here. I have two panelists, Dacia Wade and also Jamila Harris. They're accompanying me on that show. And from time to time, we have guests to come in and share their stories. So have a blessed day. Enjoy life. Till the next time, be blessed. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio, LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place, 107.1 FM. From Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity. If we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you. Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy. Is that true? I've never asked that question on air before, by the way, but...
I can tell.
I wasn't even sure how to word it.
When the way your arms got going, I forgot.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you,
yeah.
You never asked anybody that question.
No, I wouldn't even know. To 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. Do you think he needed her after that primary election?
Yes, and I think I go back...